Excellencies, distinguished representatives, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to address you on behalf of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies and our member national society, the Afghan Red Crescent. My statement complements the statement made by the ICRC President Peter Maurer earlier. As current events in Afghanistan unfold, the Afghan Red Crescent continues to carry out critical humanitarian work through its network of 34 provincial branches, 2,000 staff, and 30,000 trained volunteers. The Afghan Red Crescent and the IFRC staff have been there through it all and are always there to fulfill our humanitarian mandate. We have no option to leave. We continue to deliver. The IFRC has been in Afghanistan for more than 30 years uninterrupted. We have worked with the Afghan Red Crescent throughout this time in their institutional development, in bringing much needed humanitarian supplies, in bringing the community voices to the global stage, and in providing leadership in coordination. We will remain by their side for as long as we are needed. Last week, we launched a revised emergency appeal for 36 million Swiss francs to ramp up support to the work of the Afghan Red Crescent in meeting the needs of those affected by one of the country's worst ever droughts, acute food shortages, a fractured health system, displacement, as well as the devastating impact of COVID-19. We have also provided support to the neighboring countries' national societies, and we will need 15 million Swiss francs for this support to the neighboring countries. Ladies and gentlemen, I have three messages to you to consider and act upon. First, we must work together to ensure that humanitarian corridors are kept open. This may include making exceptions to sanctions, which allow for medical and urgent humanitarian supply chains. Now is the time to ensure that there are no bureaucratic obstacles to committing humanitarian aid. In return, we will ensure that support is provided to the most vulnerable to enable locally managed and delivered aid in line with our fundamental principles. Number two, now is the time to support local action, empower strong local organization, and make good on your localization commitment in the grand bargain. The Afghan Red Crescent has unique access to people in need, recognized for its neutrality, impartiality, and independence. Its Afghan staff and volunteers work every day in every province of Afghanistan with direct access to support communities with ongoing relief and health services. And lastly, now is not the time to ignore Afghanistan. It is vital that we look to the future and support the people of Afghanistan as they work hard to heal and recover. I thank you.
Thank you very much.